Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the even more tuxedo-draced voice, and beginning with the second chorus of The Food Show. Here we are every day to talk about the eating of New Orleans and how much better it gets all the time and how much pleasure it brings to you and how some people who don't know just how great the cooking that we have in our best American, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say the best American source of great eating. Join me, will you? Because you'll think of something and I'll get something and I hope you get one too, and we'll go home happy and happy in other ways and still some other ways yet. 260-6368 is our telephone number. That's how you can get with us. We'd love to hear from you. 260-6368. And
I was talking about some crab meat dishes.
Crab meat dishes.
Before we went off at the top of the hour.
Let's do it.
No, we've already done it. We've already done it. I've gone
We have?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I like just crab meat with like spaghetti.
It's wonderful.
Just crab meat in olive oil or crab meat in a cream sauce with just spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't have to be anything really, really big.
Yeah.
Although I do say that a crab cake that is a really well done crab cake.
And here it is again.
The kind that is just lightly held together with a bechamel sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then seared really crusty on top and bottom. And then when you touch it, kind of falls apart. That's maybe the pinnacle of crab meat for me.
Mm.
Over like a remoulade cream sauce. It's hard to beat that. It's also hard to beat that in price because those tend to be really expensive, as they should be because it's a lot of crab meat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's well done, and that's an expensive product.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of products, Tom.
Yeah.
I know how you love this.
All right.
This is the anniversary of the creation of Sysco.
Sysco. Yeah, this is a company.
I know how you love Sysco.
That brings foodstuffs to all kinds of.
Actually, it's not the creation. They went public today in 1970.
Oh, no kidding. Hmm.
Yes.
It's good to know, I guess.
So, don't you need to get on the Sysco tirade?
Does she? Or
no, you.
Do
don't
I?
You need to get on a Sysco tirade?
No, I've never eaten any of them, so I don't know anything
Sysco,
to say.
Sysco, Tom, has been sort of your, I think, barometer of everything that's wrong in the restaurant business. But you know what? I don't really have a problem with it. If it's coming in and it's, I mean, there was a time when you were saying that you would be surprised how many really nice restaurants brought things in from Sysco already done.
Well, they certainly do have a lot of them out there, and it makes it possible for the restaurants and the, you know, the things like.
So you're forgiving people now for bringing in Sysco?
No, we don't bring. What did you say?
Sysco, the product that's.
Yeah.
When they deliver things to restaurants, and
mm-hmm.
that's sort of a base for a lot of what they do.
Yeah.
You know, they have some really good divisions. They have, you know, you've always kind of tipped your nose up at Cisco, but they have some really gourmet divisions also, Tom. Once when you were out of town and I did the show for you, I had Cisco come in and bring some of their, they have like a gourmet line of products. They have a lot of really good stuff in that. And I am sure you are seeing a lot of it, like charcuterie and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot of charcuterie that comes from Cisco that's being served. And it's good. They had purple carrots. So they're doing some gourmet stuff.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they are. But if you had a choice between something that comes directly from the place where some products are being specifically made for you, would you prefer that or a packaged maybe?
Or something done in the kitchen right then and there from scratch?
Yeah.
Well, I think that if you're going to a place where the price point of what you're eating is really high, then absolutely it should be made from scratch. But if you are going to a place that is not quite like that, that does not have a reputation like that, then I don't really think that it should be something completely forbidden. I mean, look, there's a lot of food consumption going on in all different ways. You know, if people can call up and get something delivered, they're not all that
that's
picky
another
about
problem.
What they're eating anyway, you know?
You know, there's another one. Why should we get underneath all these out-of-town makers of our local food when, indeed, you could get a much better product with a much greater flavors and everything else that comes in on there?
Yeah.
That's by my opinion. I've just noticed it enough time to notice.
Well, I remember it used to be like your favorite. It used to be Cisco used to be to you, and your Cisco used to be a soapbox for you that was as big and tall as my soapbox is now with the club, and you used to really go off on it, and now you seem to be, you're just a beaten man. So now Cisco is whatever.
Wait, repeat this to me. Tom, is there something wrong with you?
I said that you used to be all worked up about Cisco, and now you're like, oh, whatever. Cisco, it used to be your big soapbox. Oh, please help me, folks. 260-63.
I don't do any soap boxes.
68. Oh, Tom, remember Alonso and Son?
No. Who's Alonso and Alonso?
Alonso and Son. Do you remember them on Central Avenue? I think they're still there, actually.
Oh.
Are they still there? They might still be
there. I don't think so.
There.
I don't think they're still there.
Oh,
they might
be. Oh, you
know
what's there instead? It's a different kind of poor boy place. That place goes way back.
Yeah,
remember I used to go to high school with that girl, Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they're still there. I'm going to look and see. But there's something else. Does anybody know what happened to Alonso? Well, I mean, I think they're just gone. But what's in that space? It's on Central Avenue.
Yeah, Central Avenue.
Central Avenue, and it used to be a really good like neighborhood place. It was it was good, wasn't it?
Didn't you think
it was good?
Yeah. Nice people.
Yeah, they were.
And you could always joke around with them, and I'd never hesitate. But they were local. They didn't bring in any of that already cooked and, other.
Well, I'd be careful about saying who's doing that, Tom, because you don't really know who's doing it.
Well, you never know about that no matter what it is.
Yeah, they don't even come up anymore as, they don't even come up in the rotation. Oh, well.
Well, anyway.
Let's see.
Huh?
I don't know.
Well, would you like something to know?
Sure, Tom. I'd love something to know.
I got a bunch of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's listed as inactive.
Inactive?
Yeah. What's the name of that restaurant that's in that space now?
I don't know, but I remember.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking them. Somebody who passes on Central Avenue must know the name of the restaurant that has taken that space. It was a cute little restaurant, and I really did like it. And it was so neighborhood New Orleanian. It was... Like, you didn't get more neighborhood New Orleanian than that.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. And it was very much a very good little neighborhood
place.
Yeah,
it was. It really was. And yeah. I know it was there when we got married, because I actually went to it with you. And I would say it was probably there up until, I don't know, it might have been a Katrina casualty.
Could be.
More likely, that is probably what it was. Anyway, does anyone know the fate of Alonso and Sons and what is in that space now?
Well, one of them is deceased, so
right?
I have been told.
Is that right, really?
Yeah, but I don't know it well enough to give a name out or anything. But they, as you mentioned, the people who eat there all the time, they were very easygoing, poor boys, red beans and rice, you know, the whole thing. I know that because I ate there a lot myself. Why? Because the Time Saver was one block away, and so I said, I'm just going to go eat this because I know it's good. And I found out again.
Well, that was probably... So that means then that it was around in, like, the 60s.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, absolutely.
Probably before then. It looked like a restaurant that was probably there in the 50s.
It was there when...
somebody
the
out there,
hurricane.
If there's anyone listening still,
the hurricane.
Someone call us if you know the story of Alonso and Sons.
Yeah. All right.
Good little neighborhood restaurant.
Yeah. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Would love to talk with you. I mean, really, with you. What's going on for you these days? Like to know about what's tasty, what's not, what's just fabulous. A lot of food out there, brothers and sisters. Give us a call. Let's get together. Let's talk about these things. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
260-6368. Call right now. Get right in. That's it. That's all you need to do.
Not much to say other than that.
Not much.
260-6368.
Well, there's a lot, but we just, you know, what happened.
I'm just thumbing through your Eat book now.
Yeah.
Yes, because the almanac has taken us off a cliff today.
It has?
Yes.
Why do you say?
Well, it would have been really interesting, but I couldn't get anything out of you about Cisco, which normally you would have done a long stint on Cisco, but I guess they're just not they're just not on your radar anymore.
Wait, I didn't catch what you said.
I said that I was looking at your Eat book while we're in the office. I'm just sitting here. We have the studio equipment in the office, and there's just books everywhere of all kinds of things. And sometimes I will see something over Tom's shoulder and reach and get it and just start to look through it.
That's how it works.
So I saw the Eat book, and I'm just sort of thumbing through it, which is how I came to ask about Alonso and Sons, which was one of the original pages of the Eat book.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to have reprinted because it's just such a cool book.
Oh.
And it's like a history
thing.
That will
not be easy to... Whoever does that, my hat is off to you because that's going to be kind of tough to do. It's a tiny typeface. And just,
you can always make that bigger, Tom. Oh. Andy Messina's. Remember
what?
Messina's?
Messina's. I do, but I don't remember enough about him to say anything. It's been a long
Messina's
time.
Messina's is a restaurant. You know, I grew up in a family of seven. You know, I've told my sad tales of potted meat and Vienna sausages and all that. But we had a family of... we have a caller. Let's go to a caller.
All right. Julie joins us over here on the green phone.
Hi, Tom and Mary Ann.
Hi there.
Hey.
Nice hearing from you.
Thank you. I heard the beginning of the show, and then I had to go off for a while, but I did go to the Fiery Crab.
Oh, you did?
Tell us about it.
Okay.
In fact, I've been there twice. I went there once for lunch, and it was very good. I thought it was going to be more of the buffet kind of thing, because that's what's usually in that spot, but it was not. It's very nice, and you have the choice of your basic fried seafood po'boys and dinners, or boiled seafood, and you pick what kind of seafood you want, and you buy it by the half pound or the pound, and then you choose what kind of sauce you want to put in, like garlic butter or fiery hot or
garlic sardine. Flavor. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like. And it looks a lot crowded, more crowded than it is, because the parking lot is smaller than the capacity of the restaurant by a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's actually a really big
you go
place.
In and then it's half full. It's a very big restaurant.
Yeah, it's a big, big place on the inside. It's it looks kind of fast casual to me. Is it fast casual?
I guess it's more of like a neighborhood restaurant.
Do you order
at
the counter and someone brings it to you, or
it's regular. It's regular seat at the table. In fact, the waitstaff is extremely friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a chain that started in Lafayette, and I believe there's one in Baton Rouge.
There's several. There's one in Hammond too. There's quite a few.
Yeah. So it wasn't the best I've ever eaten, but it was good for what it is. And they have a nice little room where you can go with a large family or a big group and order, you know, pounds of shrimp, crawfish, crib, you know, whatever you want, and have like a big party in there. So it would be nice for a little casual party. The best thing I had there was the hush puppies. You know, hush puppies usually kind of taste like the grease and throw them away. These are very good.
Really?
They're very soft on the inside. They have corn on the inside of them. They're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little bit bigger. They even sell them as an appetizer.
Okay.
All that sounds good to me.
Do you live out there, Julie?
I do. And don't say you call that living, Tom.
You know, I haven't used that in a long time.
Yeah, you haven't. Well, you know, there's not a lot of restaurants out there. So.
No.
Like, if you had your choice of going to the Harbor Seafood or Fiery Crab.
Well, you know the Harbor is gone.
Yeah.
It burned down this weekend. It just
I was about to say, I just passed it today. It shut down over the weekend?
The one on Williams Boulevard?
It burned down.
Oh.
In the middle of the day with people in it and everything. It caught on fire. And it's destroyed. And it's a shame because they just expanded it, I guess, about a year ago. They had a nice little patio.
Yeah, it was a thriving business.
Yes, well, it's...
Go figure.
Oh, wait, so it caught fire while there were people in it?
Yes, it was like a little afternoon on Saturday, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
And the seafood store next door also is... burned up.
You know, I didn't even notice it. It looked like there was a lot of activity there, and I thought, oh, I see Harbor Seafood's doing well. So I didn't look closely enough to see any of the char, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't look as bad from the outside, but they said the inside is completely gone.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. It was huge. So anyway, Fiery Crab might get more busy now that that's
gone.
Yeah,
I would certainly imagine.
Yeah,
did you like the Harbor
Seafood?
There's not a
lot right in that area other than, like, Little Chinatown, and then there's the Brick Oven, which I know you all went to not long ago.
We
liked the Brick Oven when we went last time.
Yeah.
We liked it a lot.
You know, we like the food, and it's very nice, but it is so dirty. I feel like taking up a can of paint in there with me and just touching up the walls. I mean, it's just, it's filthy.
Now, I wouldn't say that I registered dirty, but I didn't really look that. But I mean, it's straight out of the 80s, you know.
Nothing has been touched.
Straight out of the 80s. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, that doesn't necessarily make something dirty. I'll have to pay more attention to that.
It needs to be painted. All the woodwork is all scraped
up. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Marks and that kind of thing. But anyway, the food is good. So we do go there from time to time, but mostly we go into Metairie. Which, by the way, I'm going to Tommy's tonight. Any recommendations?
Tommy's downtown in the Warehouse District?
Yes, sir.
You'll love that place. It's kind of half funky New Orleans kind of a joint. And the rest of it is like elegant, like you'd find in
looks like an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, but I like them both. I liked it even more back when Tommy himself.
I think you're talking about Tommy's Bistro across the street and Tommy's.
I am
just going to Tommy's. So there's nothing unusual about Tommy's. It looks like an Italian restaurant, and it is an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
The menu looks like half seafood, half Italian. Like they have several oyster dishes and fish.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. But you think Italian is the way to go there?
There's quite a juxtaposition in this city of seafood and Italian restaurants. I mean, impastados,
right?
Mosca's, Vincent's. You know, you get the seafood and the Italian. Andrea's. You know, so yeah, nothing unusual with that.
Okay.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for calling, Julie.
You're welcome. But and also the Swamp Room, I used to go when I was a lot younger, and I loved the hamburgers, but it got to be so smoky I could not stand to be in there. But I have heard that the new place is smoke-free.
Okay, well, you have to go and give us a report.
I will try the hamburger, because I'm like you. I try hamburgers all over town.
Okay, well, give us a report. We want to hear from you, all right?
Will do.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is the Food Show. David joins us here. David, come on in.
Hi, Tom and Marianne.
Hello.
David, thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello.
You're so welcome. I have a really quick one. I am going to go to Bon-Ton. I haven't been there for ages, but when I heard that they were to be no more, I had to get back in there. If you were going, what would be the classics that you would try?
I was going to ask Tom that very question myself. So, Tom, what are we getting when we get
my,
there?
My favorite's the crab meat au gratin is just the best. They have good fish across the board. I mean, mostly the species that we don't see too much. So that I'm always looking forward to that. And they're famous for these special displays that have a lot of crawfish in it and all that. I would keep a little away from that. It's okay, but I can find better things to eat over there. And that's about it. There's nothing really complex or bizarre like
it. They have a good crawfish dinner that it's sort of like a study in crawfish.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
There was
four of them, I think, if I remember right.
Origins of that place? I'm either going tonight or tomorrow.
It started the 1700s, believe it or not. It's older than not quite older. It's almost as big as Commander's.
Antoine's and Two Jacks before that one.
Yeah.
Okay,
two.
So it really is in one of the grand old grannies of the.
Well, actually, none of the others would either. I was going to say I certainly wouldn't call it grand, but then I wouldn't call Two Jacks grand either. But they are the grand dames, yes.
But you know what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you'll have a very nice day there. It's a little on the expensive side, but not too much. And what else? You know,
been there. It's been a while, but it really made me realize. Boy, I wish I had gone there more. I don't know why they're closing, but you know, you.
I don't either, but I do know the. It's a couple, and he came. His father. He was a dentist. And he had been in the business for a long time, but they had kind of an easygoing sort of a place. They had a lot of regular customers. I always like going there, and I have a ritual of going there. Once it starts getting cold and rainy, I go there once a year.
It's a health issue. That's what's driving it.
Okay. All right.
And I guess, you know, when the Chop House people, like when Pascal's Manali sold, they had been fielding offers for a long time from people who wanted to buy it, but nothing. They were looking for exactly the right person, and so
right, like Charlie's or something, found the right person.
Yeah, and that's it. So when they found the right person, and they settled on the right price, it was a good deal for everybody involved. In this case, it's kind of a charming little backstory because the Bon-Ton was actually located in the Chop House building before it moved across the street. So maybe that had something to do with that being the right offer.
Yeah.
You know?
And it actually, over the years, has moved to a new location twice.
Yeah. But
I was wondering
maybe that's
about
what
that.
Motivated him to approach them. I mean, I'm sure he knew about them wanting, you know, wanting to get out of it. I mean, they like I said, it's a health issue and they had to. But I don't know. Maybe the fact that they're connected just by that one little detail made it happen. I don't know.
Yeah. But it was a very pleasant restaurant for a long time, and I always liked going there. The thing I liked about it most, is that they really appealed to their regular customers. And it wasn't the most brilliant cooking in the city, but it felt good to go there.
And it was such an out-of-the-way location. It was such an interesting look. No tourists would ever accidentally wander upon it.
Oh, I don't want to make it sound like you don't know what you're talking about, but in fact, you don't know what you're talking about. They have
Tom, we don't get that many calls. Don't insult
them. They have always had a pretty zapped in there kind of a feeling to it. I don't know what
a healthy
that means.
Clientele is. That what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could give you a little more if I
could give
didn't
you a little more.
So much other time. Mm-hmm. Things to do.
Tell us if you
well,
go
tonight.
Well,
that ain't the first time I didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Him neither. You know, I almost went to Small Mart today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's there?
But I wound up not leaving the house until too late to do that. And then I told my daughter about wanting to go try this bagel, and she said, well, where is it? And I told her, and she said, what? Mom, you're going to go to Porch Street. And I said, well, yeah, what's the deal? And she said, you're going to go to Porch Street. So now I'm really curious. I got to go to Porch Street.
Nothing good happens on Porch Street.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just making a joke. Yes, you'll be fine on Porch Street.
I'll drive Tom's car there.
Yeah.
Well, let us know if you go. We're going to go. We're going to try and stuff our way in there sometime this week, too. So I'm sure there will be a line, probably.
Probably. They had a lot of really regular customers there.
Well.
Are there any more Eat Club dinners on the horizon? It's something I've always wanted to do but never been able to.
You know, I want to do that. We keep talking about it, but we never seem to get it rolling because it might not seem like much, but getting one of those things put together and making it happen is just a really big deal.
Well, they're easier for us now because the restaurant is taking the reservations. We've goofed that up too many times. But you know what?
What?
We're really going to try and do something with the Broussard Centennial.
Yeah.
They have five special menus that they're doing throughout their centennial year. And mm-hmm. I said we were going to do each one of them, but they've already gone through the first one, so maybe we'll catch on to them for the second one. But I definitely would like to resuscitate the Eat Club, if for no other reason, to join them in their centennial celebration.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's hard. So you have to plan these things out weeks ahead of time. That's got to do that.
Yeah, wrangling that many people.
As soon as I get off
and
the show today, I'm going to send her an email and get the next.
There
get
you
us
go.
Going for the next one.
Excellent.
Promise.
Good.
Okay?
Well done.
All right. Well, take care. And
thank you.
Have a lovely rest of your day.
Uh-oh. I know what's coming here.
Thank you, David. Bye.
It is unmistakably
Chef
a few
Andrea.
Messages from Chef Andrea.
Hey, Tom. Marion.
Nah.
Buonasera.
I hope you're having pasta alla Norma on your Sicilian menu this year.
We do.
Good, because I wrote about it at nomenu.com. When our conversation was aborted, I went with what I had.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
So what you got?
We have pasta Norma. We're going to have pasta with cuisardi. Sardines. Bucatini.
Oh,
bucatini.
You got your sardines?
Bucatini. Also, too, yeah. Bucatini.
We
have melanzane, parmigiana melanzane. We have melanzane caponatina. We're going to have the all the Flandre parmigiana. We're going to have the zuppa di pesce from one of my favorite spot in the it's the Ustica. It's a very beautiful small island right across from Palermo. I don't know if you've been there, Tom. You been there in Ustica?
Palermo?
Where?
Ustica, Sicily.
Oh, no, I can't say I have. Post? How do you spell that?
O, U, U, U. O, you know, O, like uncle?
Boo.
Yeah, Ustica. O-S-T-I-C-A, Ustica.
I don't think so, Andrea. We've been to Palermo, but if we were in Ustica, it would have been without our knowledge. So
you have to go with an hydrofall there. It's about an hour and 25, an hour and a half from Palermo.
No, we definitely were not there.
Very good. So that's a Zuppa di Pesce from the area. Then we're going to have the Rest Napa, a Sicilian style. So then we have the baby goat. Then we have the rabbit, Monte Alice, one of my favorite spots in the world. I was there in Trapani. Monte Alice in Trapani, Sicily. And I met this wonderful rabbit, of course, local, Luciano rabbit, fresh. And I do the Monte Alice Trapani, Trapani. It's here in New Orleans, it said Trapani. But it's actually spelled Trapani, and it's a wonderful on the west coast of the island, and it's a Monte Alice. It's one of my favorite restaurants in the world, and I was there and I ate there with this rabbit, and that's why I named after the wonderful, wonderful town, which I'm never going to forget this for the rest of my life. So then for desserts, we have some wonderful cassata, Siciliana, and then, of course, the classical, also cannoli, Siciliana. That's our menu going on, and I'm going to start this for next weekend, this coming weekend. And then we're going to have the wine dinner with Sicily menu, which the most, and we got also, by the way, we have arancini. That's, Tom, I know you like that. I know you like
love
arancini.
It. Love it.
Yeah. So we're going to have arancini as an appetizer. And so this is going to be in the wine dinner coming up on the St. Joseph Day, which is the 19th of March. And we're going to have a five-course meal, which, Marion, I told you that we like to have this wonderful celebration, St. Joseph, on the 19th. But we're going to have to celebrate it too. But this is a combination of the two that we're going to have just the particular that day. And we'd like to have your present, and we'd like to have your listener at your radio station. So,
all right. Well, yeah. It's always great hearing from you, and we're looking forward to St. Joseph's Day. That's a big one, and especially around New Orleans, where we have many, many, many people from Sicilia. I couldn't get that out. Anyway, if you want to know about all of this, just call up or go over to Andrea's and talk to the people over at his restaurant, and they'll sit down and talk with you to the point where you know everything you would ever want to learn from him. But why not? It's fun.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear you and the guests, and we'd like to talk about good food and good wine and all about the best. And Tom, thank you. Marion, thank you. Molte grazie. This is Andrea, and my phone number here is 834-8583. La mia casa è tua casa. My home is your home. Ciao. Grazie, arrivederci.
Ciao, Andrea.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Chef Andrea. Hello, welcome back. It's the food show. The food show is all about eating, and it's about drinking, and it's about enjoying yourself and meeting friends and all those things that make your that made things wonderful for you and for me and for everybody who is in your life too, because you know you come away from a nice night spent with some friends, brings your whole life put together, and you wind up with more happiness than you otherwise would have had, I think. Our number is 260-6368. Say what?
I said that depends on the friend, doesn't it?
Well, you know, so far I've only met a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Really, not too many. Mm-hmm. Got lucky of something. 260-6368. And the season.
Well, so Julie answered one of my questions about
Yeah.
about the fiery crab.
Yeah.
She's promised to answer another question about the swamp room. I'm still looking for people to answer my questions about Alonzo and Sons.
Yeah. And yeah, what came out?
I want to know when Alonzo and Sons left us and mm-hmm. what is the place in that place now? It's on Central Avenue. The neighborhood restaurant space on Central Avenue.
I don't know. I don't know that they're in business at the moment.
I really like that little place.
It always was good.
It was so quintessentially neighborhood New Orleans.
Yep.
That you just, it was unmistakable. And I hope it, I don't know. Time flies so fast. I mean, Katrina is almost 15 years ago. So I'm guessing that it could very well have been a Katrina casualty. But it seems to me that I've been there. Actually, it doesn't seem to me. I'm sure I haven't been there in 15 years. So if it ended in 15 years ago with Katrina, then that's about right. But I am curious about it because I did really like it, and I'm wondering if anyone knows the story behind Alonzo and Son and when it left us. And what's in there now? That's what I really want to know. I think it's a very popular poor boy place now, and I'm going to have to look it up because I can't remember the name of it. I want to say it begins with a P as in Paul, and mm-hmm. and that's what's replaced it. 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us, we are here to do that very thing with you. Yeah. Oh, I'm just flipping through this Eat book, just having fun with it. Another one that I saw, a good one that has long gone. It wasn't around very long. Do you remember Doug's?
Doug's?
No, Doug's. Wait, we have a caller? I think we do.
Samazon?
Hello?
Well, we better get into this and find out what's going on. Hello there.
Sam?
It's the food show.
Hello.
So if you're there, say hello.
Hello.
Yes, come on in.
I am from out of town, and I've been listening to your show for many, many years. And I used to travel to New Orleans a lot. I do it less now than I used to, because I guess due to age and various reasons. But
I know the feeling.
The Bon-Ton is one of my favorite places. And there's a dish that I never have heard you mention that's really good. I don't know if you've ever had it, but it's their pan-broiled oysters.
You know what? That is a good dish, but it's only a good dish for me. Every time I've gotten to it and I read the menu, it sounds really great to me, but it has never been one of my favorites there. I think there are some other things that they do a better job. But it's not a pile of garbage either, you know. So,
yeah.
If you like it, keep eating.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He said if you like it, keep eating it, but you've only got three more days to do that.
I know. Being from out of town, I would order that. But then I would have a hard time deciding between that and the crawfish au gratin. And so since I was from out of town, the waitresses would often bring me a little side on the plate, a little sample of the crab meat au gratin to go with the oysters. And I thought that was real nice of them to do.
So you're not going to make it back for one last visit?
I don't think so. I wish I could.
Oh, well, you can come back another time, another tray.
You know what? I think the most interesting question to me about what happens post-Friday is the waitresses. If those waitresses are not the cliche New Orleans waitresses, there isn't a place that would have any more cliche than that. So where would they go after this? I'm sure they're probably mostly going to retire.
Yes, ma'am. And I certainly agree with you about the waitresses.
Yeah.
And I have no idea where they would go.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I'm going to have to ask that question when we go over there, because First of all, they're you know, none of them are really youngsters, and that's probably the only place they've ever worked. And it's, I mean, that place is so, I mean, it when you think of the words Nolan's Dolan, there you go.
Yes,
you know?
Thank you for taking my call, and I'll continue to listen. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for calling, too. That's a very plentiful.
260-6368. Yeah,
nice
they are
guy.
The epitome of what you think of when you think of a waitress in New Orleans.
Well, that worked out well.
Hey, darling, get this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get that.
Why not?
You know, that kind of thing. I'm so curious as to what it emerges as when the renovations are done.
The renovations of what?
For the Bon Ton. The Bon Ton is no more as of closing time on Friday.
The way I understand it is that they are completely changing it.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I think
yeah.
it's absolutely, I mean, I don't know what renovations will take place. I mean, it's a cool brick building with the exposed brick walls. I hope they don't do anything to that. But it's definitely got a unique look, and it's a pity if that goes away. But I'm sure that the other elements of the character that makes the Bon Ton unique will probably not be there when it reopens.
I remember when they wrote to me a few years ago asking me if I would mind coming by and looking over what they had coming up in the And I said, sure, and I'd like to see that, in fact. So went over there, and I realized that this is going to be a totally new restaurant. And it was planning to be a steakhouse from the outset. And I talked to the guy who owned it.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We're talking about, I hope we're talking about...
The Bon Ton?
The Bon Ton, yeah. Does that not sound right?
Well, wait, what? Because the people who bought it are the steakhouse, so I'm confused. So,
the people that bought it are the
The Chop House bought it.
Oh, okay. The information I've been getting on that has been that it was going to remain the kind of Cajun style, but.
Yes, I think so, but I think it's not going to be. It's not going to be what's there now for sure. So I'm very curious.
Well, that's
as to
that was
what
my
it does become.
That was my point when
I mean, I don't think it's going to be wholesale changes like unrecognizable, but I think that there'll be just like it's not going to be like Pascal's Minelli where you can't tell the difference.
Yeah. Well,
you will be able to tell the difference.
This is what I asked him and I said mainly I see here you have more steakhouses in this neighborhood than almost any other place I think about. You know, you had Dickie's, you had Ruth's Chris was across the street. There were many more.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's seems iffy.
I don't think it's going to be a steakhouse. Let's
well,
take a break.
They've
we're
got it now.
We're going to be back after the after these messages. WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Hello, it's The Food Show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice. We're poking along here. We're in our last choke.
A few minutes.
Our last few minutes.
Yes. We are in our last few minutes talking about Bon Ton, which is in its last few days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there it is.
Wondering what happens next.
I'm really puzzled by that.
Well, we won't have to wait too long. It's only going to be a couple of months for the renovations, and there you go. What fascinates me is the new owner, Jerry Birnbaum, who was a Tulane grad and purchased the Chop House from Kenny LaCour, I think.
Mm-hmm, that
was
sounds
his place.
About right.
It was Cuvée.
I don't know. It might have been.
It was Cuvée, and then I don't think it was anything between Cuvée and the Chop House. You know, the Chop House is a good steakhouse. It's fine. There's nothing really wrong with it. But it's a good steakhouse in the model of a chain in another city.
Yeah, there are a lot of restaurants like that all over the place.
It's an Atlanta-based chain. Yeah. They have a lot of places in the Carolinas. And I remember really liking it when I was there. But I think that the food in New Orleans is a cut above what you would normally see. And so by comparison, I think it's not as good.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
we'll
see. Let's see what they're going to do with the Bon-Ton, because I don't know. Maybe it's the beginning of another chain. Maybe he's going to do something else.
You know, something that has not been spoken very much.
Michael. Michael's on the phone.
Yeah, I'll be Michael. Hang on just a second. When that steakhouse. Oh, okay. Well, we'll do it another day. But so I'm sorry. Who was
Michael?
Michael, welcome to the food show.
Hello.
Come on in. Have a seat.
Everything you wanted to know about Alonzo's.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
I found a really good resource. It's called nomenu.com, extinct restaurants.
Yeah.
Dated February 29th, 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a question for Tom before I tell you. I know we got a couple of minutes here, so I'm going to be really brief. But, Tom, when you lived in Old Jefferson, which street did you live on?
Jefferson Street.
Okay, because I moved to Old Jefferson in 1984, and I lived on Jefferson Heights Avenue.
Yeah, this is just plain Jefferson. That's the whole thing, Jefferson.
I was actually back there for 30 years. But this is the story with Alonzo's. Okay, Alonzo's apparently had their original location on Jefferson Highway.
Yep.
That was destroyed by Hurricane Betsy.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what stuck in my mind.
And then they moved to the central location, and according to what you wrote in 2012, for whatever reason, Al Alonzo chose not to pass it on to the next generation and decided to sell it in the late 90s. And it existed for a few more years until eventually in 2003 it closed permanently.
And it was good while it lasted, though.
Yeah, as a footnote, I mean, you rave and rave about it, how everything was fried to order and how everything. In fact, my next door, not my next door neighbor, but the neighbor I shared a backyard fence with had a camp, like out in Delacro or somewhere. And he used to actually come back after the weekend and sell his trout to Alonzo. So, I mean,
really?
You can't get much.
I can believe
You can't get much fresher than that, you know?
No, I think that sets it up.
Well, when was that? Because the laws have changed a lot. So when was that?
Well,
you know, that might have been a backdoor deal, you know. I mean, I'm not saying it was legit. I'm just saying I know it happened because I used to talk to the guy all the time by the back fence. But you say in the article from 2012 that at that time it's been four places traditionally since it was Alonzo's.
Oh, wow.
And apparently the name of it right now is Central Po' Boys.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Central
thank you, Mike, for giving us our information.
Okay. I know you're out of time. I'll talk to you again. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye. I'm wondering where he got that. I mean, it's like...
Got what?
I guess online, or that would have... Because I think that in 2012, it was all online, so... Oh, you know what he... He did something I could have done,
which is
to look it up in nomenu.com on restaurants.
Huh. Well, you know, that has its points, you know.
Okay, then. Wow. That was, wow. Okay. All right.
That was a good day today, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
It was. We started off with a very long but very zappy stick to get people to move.
Yeah. Sharing it with anyone? Because
I
usually just use it for you. All right. Well, gumbo cook-off tomorrow night. If you are a gumbo lover, do not miss. It is at the Royal Sonesta. These are not amateurs. These are serious. These are the good gumbo peeps.
What's the price?
John Foles and Company and Donald Lincoln and those guys. It is $30 if you buy the ticket on Eventbrite today, or it is $35 at the door. So you just, you know, that's a deal.
That's been a great event
20th annual.
And I've been going to every single one of them.
Yes, you're going to be there tonight as a judge. All right, everyone, have a wonderful evening. Hope you find a good meal tonight. We will be back tomorrow, God willing.
Ding, da, ding.
WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.